This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one thing that I think shocked a lot of us was that these articles or these reports that overseas they were making robots that would be companions for us humans in terms of sex, in terms of relationships. Well, it only took a genius to think, well, why don't we use these robots to also help care for the elderly? So, while many people are like, well, I still want to know more about this sex with robots, all right, I don't know who's actually involved in that, who actually is creating these. I remember in CES a few years ago, there was supposed to be a beautiful Asian woman standing there, and everybody thought that she was a beautiful lady and a model, and then they found out she was a robot. So, the technology has already advanced to the point where I believe it's already being done, being used, and by the time it comes to the American market, it'll be, I guess, a trend. I'm very frightened by that, very frightened, because I have no idea medically what we need to prepare for. I mean, what if there's a short, you know, what if there's a, I don't know, a loose part? I'm not really sure where we would go with that. But I guess we'll be prepared in the medical arena. But what we haven't been prepared for in the medical arena is how to make sure our elderly individuals and our moms and our dads and grandmas and grandparents and aunts and uncles, you know, who are in these care homes, you know, are getting proper supervision, getting proper care, getting companionship. So I guess researchers have been awarded $2.5 million in funding to develop these robots over the next 3 years. They would be emotional. They would help care for the elderly, they would assist them in taking their medications, and they would offer them companionship. The project will be led by teams from Middlesex University and the University of Bedfordshire in Great Britain. Professor Arena Petopoulos, an expert in transcultural nursing in Middlesex University, told the BBC as people live longer, health systems are put under increasing pressure. In the UK alone, and I don't have the numbers for America handy, 15,000 people are over 100 years of age, and this figure will only increase. So our centenarians are growing, and we have many, many more in America. They say assistive, intelligent robots for older people could relieve pressures in hospitals and care homes, as well as improving care delivery at home and promoting independent living for the elderly. All right? Now, it's not that they want to replace human support. They want to enhance and complement existing care. Well, by enhance and complement, what they're saying is homes where they don't have staff, they can now possibly offer a robot. They say we are starting with care homes and with people who are semi-independent living in sheltered housing, but we do believe that in the future the robots would become acceptable for people to have in their own homes. The 3-year project will involve specialist researchers from all over the world and will expand the capabilities of the Pepper robot, which is made by SoftBank Robotics. Now, Pepper has already been shown to be useful in a wide range of social scenarios. The droid landed a job in Pizza Hut locations in Asia, announced a partnership with Honda's robot, Asimo. Remember Asimo that was in, Disneyland? You know, it couldn't run, but it could walk, and will soon start selling life insurance in Japan. Would you buy life insurance from a robot? And two of Belgium's hospitals have installed Pepper robots in their receptions for trials to accompany visitors to the department they're looking for. Oh, so that's interesting. So let's say I need to find, you know, those 24-hour Playtex super comfortable work bras. So I go up to the robot. I'm embarrassed to tell a human. I'm like, look, I need, you know, bra. Do you need panties too? Yeah, what size? Well, can you keep it low? You can tell me anything. I'm a robot. Okay, I kind of need them larger because, as you can see, my butt's kind of big. All right, I got you. And then the robot take you. And you don't have to go through a human. You don't have to be, you know, see any eye rolling. You know, look, I just want the cheapest. And then they send you to where the cheapest. I would love. If I needed anybody to help me shop, it would be, look, what's the cheapest? Okay, because I don't want to grab what I'm seeing first because that's the most expensive stuff. Okay, show me what's in the back clearance section. And so I see how that could be very, very helpful. For those of us that have elderly individuals at home, while we're at work, these robots could have a camera. And when you're like, look, did mom take her medication? The robot says yes. You're like, but I don't trust you. So you could see on the camera that the robot saw the mother take her medication, not hide it under her tongue, not spit it out. You saw that the medicine was dispensed properly. There's a little app that would show us on our phones what was taken. All right. The robot could, you know, let us know where mom is. Even if mom needs privacy, if mom is in the bathroom, you could see through a radar system that where, or like a kind of a, you know, find your iPhone. You know, this is where grandma is. All right. She's been in the bathroom now for 5 minutes. Okay. If she's in there any longer, go check on her, that kind of thing. So, you know, this remote, and you know, for an elderly individual, you're probably sitting there thinking, you know, look, okay, my grandma and grandpa would not want a robot. Don't be mistaken. Many people don't trust human beings in their house because they think somebody's going to steal, somebody's going to attack them, somebody's going to take advantage. And it has happened, okay? I mean, all the paranoia my grandparents had and great-grandparents had were well-founded. People stole from them, all right? So when you have an older individual, you know, they may prefer a robot that has nothing to gain, that's not going to leave the house, that's not going to steal, that could call 911. The big issue, though, is lifting up. You know, so if somebody falls, can these robots lift them up? If a robot can help lift somebody that's 200 pounds, whereas a 105-pound nurse cannot, I really foresee a market for these robots. And I would probably feel very comfortable having, you know, one of those robots there. No, they're not attractive, but they don't have to be, so stop it. So, I don't know. I think it's pretty good. We'll see what they come up with. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Okay. Ryan is a little upset. He wrote in an email, Doctor, you're in the media. How do you feel in regards to how Trump is treating the press? He's trampling all over our constitutional rights, he writes, and tells the media to shut up. It's dictatorial. I'd like to hear your response. So, you know, we've been watching over the last couple weeks some very quick moves out of the Trump administration. And it wasn't him that I believe that told the media to shut up. I think it was one of his, I think it might have been Spicer or his, you know, press secretary. And it's gotten pretty ugly between the press and media and Donald Trump. Now, when it comes to the press, it's kind of interesting, you know, from the psychology behind it, all right? The press were gods all these years, okay? You never upset the press. The press could do no wrong. You start to insult the press could turn very ugly. The press is one of the most powerful weapons that many countries have. I mean, look at its ability to put a story out there that's not even true. And people will listen to it. People will buy it. Look at how the press could swing an election. So, you know, all these years and all these prior presidencies, and it looks like Trump had to soften up too. You know, you had politicians that would be at the mercy and vulnerable to the press, which is, it, to me, though, was already a very dangerous setup. Because if the, let's say, an administration has to do something that protects our national borders or, you know, something that has to do with national security, appeasing the press should be one of the last things on your mind. When something has to get done, you need to get that done. But many prior administrations learned the hard way that if you don't have the press work with you, it could get ugly. So now you have President Trump, who is kind of defying, and he's been doing this throughout his campaign, defying what, you know, the average politician does when it comes to the media. And when there was a fake news story, he slammed that. He, you know, put that baby to bed fast. And so the problem is on one end, yes, you don't want somebody coming into power that's quieting the press. But I don't really see a quieting of the press. I still get to be on air. CNN still gets to do their news. NBC, you know, New York Daily, LA Times. So everybody still, you know, by quieting the press is we're going to shut you down. We're going to stop your internet access. We're going to not, you know, to me, that's quieting the press. But telling somebody to stop perpetuating false news, okay? And like I guess the I don't know what happened with the Martin Luther King bust in the Oval Office, but I guess there were big stories going out and circulating that Donald Trump took out the bust of Martin Luther King. You know, and then they were talking about how racist he was, and Donald Trump had said, no, it's here. You know, Sean Hannity had to bring in a camera to show that the bust is sitting there in the Oval Office. So it's starting to be a real circus. And the big problem I have, not with Trump, not with Obama, not with what the problem I have with the press is the more BS press outlets do, the less somebody is going to believe something when we really need to tell you what's happening. So when we need to say, you know, look, guys, it's getting bad. There's been some threats. You know, we think that there's going to be, you know, an attack. If somebody thinks, oh, this is just Fox News or this is just CNN trying to make a headline because they have to benefit from advertisers, no one's going to listen. And it's at the point now where you have people that will never watch Fox News or they'll never watch CNN or they'll never watch MSNBC. And, you know, where do you get your just basic, guys, this is non-opinion, non-editorial, you know, we're just trying to tell you what's going on. So, that's the problem I have. You know, now, with what's going on with the refugee ban, I mean, I was under the impression that Obama had to do something similar, you know, with Iraqis back in 2011. I'm under the impression that when there are certain, security threats, that many times and very frequently the government will contact TSA, Homeland Security, and they will manage immigration differently. And so, with that, right now we are hearing, you know, and we are seeing the riots, and the press is really trying to crucify Trump on some of the decisions he's doing. But are we getting the full story? You know, we're hearing, they were talking about in the news how, you know, when Donald Trump signed that executive order, it took a while for anybody to find out what that executive order actually said. All right. Well, once that executive order comes out, the word for word, that's what needs to be out there. And that's what we need to see. You know, what we're getting, unfortunately, with news is interpretation. All right. We're getting, you know, a spokesperson's editorial, we're getting a news anchor slant, So we're not getting the whole story. And so my big problem is I don't think we know what the heck has been going on right now. Unless it's a one statement thing saying President Trump, you know, picked a Supreme Court justice that he would like to now go through the, you know, process, right, of being approved. All right. You are not going to see one sentence, one line like that. Okay. You're going to have to see more editorial. And the internet is to blame as well. You know, when you write these articles, I write medical articles all the time. And for Google to, post it and for Google to allow it to be on the search, it has to be a certain number of words. So, you know, I've done health headlines many times for my, listeners and, you know, for my students, et cetera. And those never get published on Google because they're one sentence pieces of news. Okay. Here's the news. Here's the one piece. And here's an article that you could read to learn from it. I'm not going to go into that much commentary. I just want to give you a fact. If you want to read more, here's a source. You could look at multiple sources if you like, but here you go. Okay. That stuff doesn't make it online. More people get their news online than they get from CNN or Fox or, you know, watching MSNBC. So if you want, or even Facebook now, you know, that's where people are getting their news. So if you write an article, it has to have at least 500 words. So if you say Trump signs an executive order, you're going to have to come up with 496 words, signs an executive order. Okay, 495 more words for that to make sure that it gets up on Google. And so that's kind of what we're dealing with here. Right? And so how are people going to fill it up? Well, they're going to put in some commentary. Well, this person says this. This person says this. This action could then cause blah, blah, blah. So, so Donald Trump, you know, raging war with the press is very new from a politician's standpoint. And for those of you that think it's scary, you have a right to think it's scary. Because usually a president is going to want to run again in 4 years. So he's going to play the game. Then, as with Obama, we thought, well, Obama was really going to make some real bad moves, right? You know, not worried about not getting reelected. But the problem is there's an election that has to happen after you. So if Trump wants his legacy to continue, as we're starting to see Obama's legacy start to dismantle, then Obama has to be a likable president. And the press hating you makes that all the more difficult. However, some people are finding this endearing. President Trump may actually, from a strategic and psychological standpoint, may be actually doing this at the right place at the right time when people do not have a lot of faith in the press. So you have a lot of people saying, good for him, not trying to, you know, bow to public, you know, pressure. If we need to protect this country because there's mosques and there's schools and there's, you know, airports being shot up, you know, put Americans first over your political career. And there's a chance that Trump may only be a 4-year president. Okay? But he's not going to become completely dictatorial as I see it, because he's going to want his legacy to continue. He's not going to want to be overthrown. He's going to want to either run another 4 years to finish the work he's doing or to allow Mike Pence or somebody else to run and maintain the GOP in power. And another thing that presidents have to realize is the midterm elections are in less than 2 years. So depending on the actions that he makes, it could affect House, state legislature, Congress, a whole variety of public offices. So I wouldn't worry about him just doing, you know, the middle finger to everybody, because there is another election, whether it includes him or not. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So France has now banned restaurants from offering unlimited refills of soda and sugary drinks. This is their latest bid to decrease the rise in the nation's obesity rate. Now, we all thought, well, France is doing great because they drink wine. They eat foods rich in beef and protein, and that's why many French do very, very well with their weight. But no, they're battling obesity just like the rest of us. This new order was implemented back on January 27th, so hotels, restaurants, and school cafeterias would no longer have soda fountains. The move is part of a huge gamut of health initiatives implemented by the country, which includes a soda tax imposed on sweetened drinks, a ban on vending machines in school, and a limit on the servings of French fries to once a week in schools. This is according to the New York Times. Even though France's overall obesity rate is relatively low, 41% of women and 57% of men between 30 and 60 years old were obese or overweight. They say the laws are in accordance with the World Health Organization recommendation. World Health Organization presented statistics in 2016 on the good effects of imposing a sugar tax. Now, France has been at the forefront of tackling this issue. Japan also has a national law requiring companies and local governments to measure the waistlines of people between the ages of 40 and 74 and to encourage them to exercise. Mexico has added a 10% surcharge on sugary drinks in 2014 to reduce the alarming levels of diabetes there. After 1 year, sales of such beverages fell as much as 12%, while bottled water purchases rose 4%. Similar efforts are also underway in the U.S. Philadelphia became the first major city this year to introduce a tax on soda and other sugary drinks. Of course, there was a lot of public outrage, but, you know. 2012, the New York City Health Board approved Mayor Michael Bloomberg's plan to ban the sale of large sugary drinks in restaurants and other venues. The court did strike down the proposal in 2013. Bloomberg administration appealed and lost. So apparently this new law has divided the French. All right, 21-year-old man told the paper Le Parisien that each person has to take responsibility. They might as well put scales in front of each fast food joint. And, you know, this is kind of interesting. When you tax somebody so they don't do something, and I understand I'm a doctor, and I understand having data in front of me saying these sugar taxes work to help fight obesity, the political side of me just has to say something. I just think it just bothers me a little bit where the government says, we're going to tax you so you make a good choice. It just, and maybe that is the way to go. But, it, you know, same thing with, you know, with cigarettes. You know, we're going to tax, add such a high tax to each box of cigarettes so it thwarts you from wanting to use them. Now, cigarettes, that smoke, yes, it can hurt others. So I understand the public health risk big time. But again, you are isolating a demographic and you're punishing them. You're punishing people who are addicted to tobacco and addicted to nicotine. So when you're looking at sugary drinks and, you know, taxing those, you know, I don't know. There's just something that just doesn't sit right about it. Now, mind you, it does work. You know, when soda pops started to rise, soda pops used to be 49 cents, a 2-liter bottle, you know, and for years they've had sales of 99 cents. But once these soda pops turned to $1.99, you know, per bottle, you know, I noticed in my house we stopped buying it. Now, we were also anti-soda anyway, because that was when all of a sudden our metabolism starts slow and we start to gain weight, so we blame soda pop. So we cut back soda pop drastically. But, you know, this idea that the government has to step in and tax you, because I guess if, let's say, the tide turns and more people watch their weight and we start to see less obesity, is the government going to then come back and say, look, guys, you see what we had to do? Taxation worked. So the more we tax you, the more healthy we'll get you. I just don't like that. I don't know. It just bothers me a little bit. So what's the answer? Well, I like education. I mean, I like education being on the food labels. The idea that, you know, they're not, you know, hiding things from you, saying, yeah, Coca-Cola, it's refreshing, you know, it's healthy, it's, yeah, don't be saying that, and not that the ads say it's healthy, but, you know, you see a nice, skinny, healthy person working out outside, and they sit there and they drink a Coca-Cola, so you're like, good, I'll want to work out outside, I could be out in the sun, I could, you know, so, you know, we do need to be educated on it more, but just taxing the ho-hos and the soda pop and that. Now, from a government assistance point of view, if the government is giving you, let's say, $200 to buy groceries that week, all right, and you do maybe a point system where you could have all the vegetables and you could have all the proteins you like, but this cannot be used for junk food, that I think is okay. Because, again, if you're getting money, if you're getting a freebie from the government, why should the government be buying your alcohol, buying your cigarettes, buying your junk food? Okay? If it's giving you money such that animals or your humans, your kids, etc., will be able to eat healthy, even your pets, etc., then that's just for healthy food. All right? So you can buy the basic staples of vegetables, your basic grains, your basic meats, juices, healthy juices, milk, water, etc. That's okay. But when you have people that want to consume something, and you're going to punish those, right, that want to buy a ho-ho every now and then, I don't know. I just don't think that's fair. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's flu season. And flu season is here. Then there's no doubt about it. And we talked about why this is where we start to see the peak. It's usually after the cold spell. It's usually when people are really cold and they're indoors and they're not really outdoors doing a lot of things. They don't have vacation time, so they're indoors working or they're in school. So now you're combined and you're in close quarters with other people who are sick. And this is where we start to see a spike. All right? And they say more hospitalizations are being reported and the deaths are increasing, according to health officials that reported on Friday. Now, for some areas, it'll still be several weeks before the season peaks. Right? It used to peak after Christmas and then in January. But now we're seeing more peaks as we go into January, February. Flu season is supposed to end around May. We've even seen some rare cases in June. But flu season is supposed to end in May. So this season peak shift is a little late. However, we are starting to see more cases of severe disease. According to Dr. Lynette Brammer, an epidemiologist with the U.S. CDC, she says we are starting to see cases of severe disease and we are seeing excess deaths, most likely from influenza. They said even though deaths and hospitalizations are increasing, Brammer didn't describe this year's flu season as particularly severe. She said it's an average influenza season. We're also being told that our flu shot did a pretty damn good job. However, last year, 128 children died from flu-related complications. And this year, we don't really have enough adult data because usually the CDC keeps tabs on the kids. And the dominant flu strain we're looking at is H3N2, which is more serious in older individuals as well as young. All right, so H1N1 and B viruses are also circulating, which is what the flu shot is supposed to protect you against. But H3N2, which is what we believe is the more predominant strain, that's the one that could be nasty. So the CDC said it's not too late to get a flu shot. Anyone aged 6 months or older can get a flu shot. They say besides the elderly and the chronically ill, pregnant women are also in a high-risk group. So if you're pregnant, you got to get a flu shot. Mothers of newborns need a flu shot, they say, to help protect their infants. Remember, infants can't be vaccinated until they're 6 months old. So if you're pregnant or if you had just given birth, then through the breast milk, all right, there's some immunity, all right, that you'd be able to offer the baby. There's also the extra strength vaccines for older individuals. And, you know, right now we're hoping that it's over 60% effective, our flu shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember we talked about karoshi or overwork type of environments that occur in Japan and China? Well, apparently there's supposed to be an antidote that is being reported by Fox News called Inamuri. And these are little naps that you could take. They say people who can nod off in any situation may consider moving to Japan where public napping is actually allowed and even encouraged. This is being reported by the New York Times. They call such napping a subtle sign of diligence. And the word for nap, inamuri, means sleeping while present. This is according to Brigitte Steger of Cambridge. They say it sends a message to those nearby, be it in a work meeting or on the subway, that the napper has worked to exhaustion. Apparently, it's generally more common and accepted among older white-collar workers, but it's a tricky concept in a nation that also likes to look at, you know, very strong work ethics. They said on a certain level, inamuri is not considered sleep at all. Not only is it seen as being different from nighttime sleep in bed, but it's also viewed differently from taking an afternoon nap or power nap. But there are rules, okay? You could sleep in a crowded subway car or elsewhere in public, provided that you don't take too much space. Okay? You also can't, like if you're a woman, you know, relax your legs such that everybody can look up in your skirt or something like that. All right? So, apparently in this nation, it's average to sleep less than 6 hours a night, then work long hours. So this inamuri may actually be part of social life and maybe something that catches on. Now, I've seen many people able to do this, and I think, wow, if you are able to take a little power nap, right, and even though I know that's not what this is supposed to be, a power nap, but I've seen people do this, like on a flight. You know, I was on a flight from Reno to Vegas. Okay, so that's a 45-minute flight, right? Well, this 45-minute flight, I saw people who closed their eyes, were able to take a nap, 15, 20 minutes, got their drink, drank their drink, took another nap, and then they woke up and we landed. And they felt refreshed. If I was able to do that, you know how refreshed I was? No. For me, when I take a nap, and I took a couple naps over the weekend, my naps lasted 2-3 hours long. I mean, when I fall into sleep, I have to go through all the cycles, all the stages, all the REM. And I wish I was just able to close my eyes and rest. Now, are some people just closing their eyes and listening to music? Are some of them, you know, actually asleep? But, you know, if your body's tired and you want to close your eyes, you know, you have to be able to listen to your body. Just, I'm not a light enough sleeper where I could wake up at a moment's notice. So I find that kind of fascinating, and I'm wondering how we could train ourselves to do that. Next, if you are feeling down, we've talked about depression, scientists say, why don't you try spending time nude? They say people who spend time naked in the company of others appear to be happier. And scientists are reporting this in the Journal of Happiness Studies. Apparently, naturists always seem to be happier. I mean, I guess they like being around naked people. I don't know. Now, this is a study coming from the University of London and New Cross. They say little or no empirical research has investigated whether a naturist activity actually makes us happier or why it makes us happier. So a team surveyed more than 800 people and concluded that people who hang out naked with others outside of their immediate family said they are happier and feel better about their bodies than people who keep their clothes on. This is reported in Men's Health. The scientists then talked to people before and after a nudist event and found that the longer and more frequently people are naked, the higher they rate all these markers of happiness. So, like, if I ever did that, I'd be like, okay, I'm naked, and I'm putting my clothes on, and it would last less than a millisecond. But apparently, these nudists, they'll be naked for days. One participant suggested seeing others' not perfect bodies does wonders for your own self-esteem. The researchers, I guess, still are trying to sort out why people still feel happy by taking it off. Because nudists don't necessarily go and have sex, I don't think, do they? I mean, nudists, they just like not having clothes, but I don't think they necessarily go, or are they having more sex? Because if nudists are actually having more sex than the average person, well, then no wonder they're always smiling. I mean, maybe they have, I don't know, maybe there's something to it. I don't know. The problem is many of us do not feel comfortable with our bodies, and there is no way in hell I would run around naked. But maybe, maybe another reason why people are, let's say, happier is because it kind of brings you back down to your animal roots. Now, trust me, as your doctor, as your radio doctor, I am not telling you to do this. But when you hear a group of individuals that don't want to wear the corsets, don't want to wear the Spanx, don't want to wear the tidy whities, and they just want to be out there in the nude like their animals get to, maybe there is something liberating. You know, I personally cannot stand turtlenecks. If I have anything around my neck, it just really bothers me, and that's that animal instinct, right? You know, I'm not big on jewelry either for that same reason. If I have something pulling down on my earlobe, I'll wear it to look sexy that night, but I'll take that earring off as soon as I can. You know, we humans, we don't necessarily like, you know, having things on. I always walked barefoot when I was a kid. I hated having shoes. Now, unfortunately, you know, you get calluses, your feet don't look that good, you could get plantar warts, you need some protection. But I just, as soon as I came home, those shoes come off. I don't like wearing shoes. They're too restrictive. And so maybe people like to be back, you know, in caveman days where, you know, yeah, you know, they only wore something for support, if that, but they felt more comfortable being around other animals. And so there is something to that. It's just not my thing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the FDA, as you've seen in the news, is starting to crack down on these homeopathic teething tablets, and they have announced today that its laboratory analysis found inconsistent amounts of a toxic substance, which is sometimes far exceeding the amount claimed on the label. So I guess there's these homeopathic teething tablets that people can buy that have belladonna. And belladonna is toxic, especially to infants and children when we don't know the dose. And the belladonna is supposed to be relaxing to them, but if you don't know what your kid is getting, and you don't know, what's in this compound, that could be very scary. So manufacturer of Highlands Homeopathic Teething Drops has not agreed to conduct a recall on products containing belladonna. The FDA recommends that consumers stop using Highlands products immediately and dispose of any in their possession. According to Janet Woodcock, MD, director of the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, the body's response to belladonna in children under 2 years of age is unpredictable and puts them at unnecessary risk. They say, we recommend that parents and caregivers not give these homeopathic teething tablets to children and seek advice from their healthcare professional. So what could be happening? Well, apparently there were some reports in September 2016, or before then, that it could cause seizures. It could cause difficulty breathing, lethargy, fatigue, excessive sleepiness, muscle weakness, skin flushing, according to King5.com, constipation, difficulty urinating, agitation. So these were reports that occurred after homeopathic teething drops. Can you imagine your baby having seizures? That's scary stuff. So, this kind of reminds us that things that are not FDA approved can unfortunately be very deadly. We want to trust a lot of products over the counter, but it's not even so much what the product is the inconsistent amounts. That's what scares me as a physician. So you're thinking you're getting a certain amount of St. John's wort or a certain amount of vitamin B or a certain amount of kava kava, and you're not. And, you're getting one dose one day, and the next month, if you buy a different bottle, a different dose. That's scary. And anybody that's producing nutraceuticals or any of these supplements over the counter, they have a duty to make sure that you are getting consistent product. But if many of them are not being overseen and watched, then half-assed stuff can happen. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.